Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Tuesday, everybody, and welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you once again, and I'm joined by my co-host, NFL safety JJ Wilcox, as we get ready for another week of the NFL season. JJ, you know I'm fired up. How about them Cowboys after a big win on Monday Night Football? You know I'm feeling it this morning, man. But how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing real good. Like I said, I'm excited for Dallas Cowboys and their victory. I'm a little salty. My picks let me down this week, but I'm excited to get better and improve this week. So I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Well, you have a shot for redemption this week, JJ. You know I wasn't much of a fan when you picked against the Cowboys last week. I gave you some flack. So you know what, man? I was giving you a hard time last night texting you about the Cowboys. But but it's all good, JJ. I forgive you. You're a Dallas Cowboy. You played for the team. So all is forgiven. But yeah, man, I wrapped up week three with an 11-5 record. I'm pretty solid on those picks. I feel good. The first week was really ugly. Second week, I was a little bit above 500, 9-7. And then now 11-5. So I'm on the rise. Nice. We're hoping we can get there to 12, 13 wins this week. But excited to be here. A lot to talk about, JJ. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. A little something different on the podcast. Let's go ahead and give our player of the week. Let's name a player that we were very impressed with this weekend. And so I'll go first, JJ, and I'll tell you, the player that I had here was Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence. Now, the Jaguars were my upset pick of the week. They knocked off the Chargers and blew them out of the water 38-10. But after last night, I'm changing it to another Lawrence. Give me DeMarcus Lawrence, the defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys. 3 sacks, 6 total tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 3 quarterback hits. He harassed that Giants offensive line and Daniel Jones all night. Really, that entire front seven for Dallas was outstanding. I think they pressured Daniel Jones 23-plus times, the most all time. I mean, it was just an absolute show to watch. But DeMarcus Lawrence reminded a lot of people last night, JJ, that he is still a dominant edge rusher. He's fully healthy, 2-time Pro Bowler. Got after it last night. DeMarcus Lawrence was pivotal for this Dallas defense.
Yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence made a statement last night of why he was one of the top defensive ends over the last 2 or 3 years. Forbid that he had injuries and that sort to kind of slow him down, but he still is a havoc. Like I say, he got a co-host, a co-partner over there, and Michael Parsons. I think they're a great combination for Dan Quinn and what he wants to complement his defense. So Tank Lawrence has always been a monster. I played with him, and I'm just glad to see he's still playing at a great level, even at his sense of age and through his injuries as well. I picked against these guys, and I didn't know exactly how they would go against this Giants defense. But, man, I think Tony Pollard, man, he surprised me. He was a big guy that really stepped up in a big situation. He's making a case for being the number one running back. I know Zeke is my guy, and Zeke's been the guy for Dallas for a long time, as deserving as it should be. But I think Tony Pollard, man, is making a real good push. 13 carry last night for 105. He averaged 8.1. No touchdowns, but like I say, his runs were pivotal in a point of turning the game around for Dallas. They use him in so many situations that they make it hard for defenses to actually get a beat on the man. And I think that's kind of working in his favor right now. And like I said, it takes a load off of him. He doesn't have to, you know, be the ball bearer and to carry the ball 20 to 30 times. But when he gets the ball, he makes things happen, man. And he's a guy that jumped off the film to me this week in my pick. And I think Tony Pollard is one of my MVP for this week.
Pollard, absolutely. The burst he runs with, JJ, it's incredible. I mean, he just has that dynamic speed out in space, and he is what you call a home run hitter. And in a contract year, you know, he wants to cash in big time in free agency. You know, hopefully the Cowboys can find a way to pay him because he's a special player with a ball in his hands. But he certainly is making a strong case to be that number one running back in Dallas. And he's making it tough on Kellen Moore and that Cowboys staff to take him off the field. And so Tony Pollard was indeed a big part of that Cowboys win last night at MetLife Stadium. Now, we're going to go ahead and go no huddle offense here on the Pro Football Chase podcast. We're going to do a segment called Panic or Patience, JJ. The Las Vegas Raiders, Josh McDaniels, 0-3 start to the season. This is a team that went out big game hunting, JJ. They went out and acquired Davante Adams, signed Chandler Jones, made a big splash with Josh McDaniels. The hype around Raider Nation was unfathomable, but all of a sudden, 0-3, they have not gotten a win. McDaniels still seeking his first win as Raiders head coach. Are you panicking right now? If you're the Raiders, are you saying patience, chill, they're going to get things back on track?
I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be patient. Like I say, McDaniels, he knows what it takes. He's been a part of great teams, even with Brady and even with the first year with the quarterback up in the Patriots, now Mac Jones. So I think it's patient. It takes time. It takes time to get a feel. Like I say, this is the first time for him. This is the first time the quarterback, he's been in the kind of a head coaching carousel for the last couple of years as well. So I think it's still got time. I think the Raiders still is a good team. They still got a lot of great key pieces. It just takes time to get it together, get a groove, get an understanding of how teams are going to utilize it. It's still early. It's three games. You know, these games, you know, unfortunately, they can make or break you if it's a lot of conference games, but I don't think they kind of ran into anybody in their conference yet. So I still think it's patience right now. I think you give them a couple more games to get a feel for how teams are going to utilize them, and I think they're going to find a way to get over the hump, and defense is going to feed off of that and keep pushing for it as well.
I'm going to oppose you here, JJ. I'm going to say it is time to panic a little bit because the whole thought of bringing McDaniels to Las Vegas was to get the most out of Derek Carr in this offense. You have Darren Waller, Hunter Renfrow, I know has been out with the concussion, but Davante Adams, and then Josh Jacobs in the backfield. They drafted Zamir White. And so a lot of people, especially by week three, we're already looking to see improvement from Derek Carr, but it certainly hasn't been there. Each loss, though, has been very narrow. They lost to the Cardinals in overtime, a game where they blew a huge lead. They lost to the Chargers 24-19 in week one, and then they lost to the Tennessee Titans 24-22 after they're trying to make a little late come from behind victory on the road. But here's the thing, JJ, since 1990, only 2.5% of 0-3 teams have made the playoffs. No team has made the postseason after an 0-3 start under the current 17 playoff format. So stats tell the truth. And so you're already in a tough division in the AFC West. I would be panicking a little bit, JJ, just because this offense with so many stud superstars, it's looking this lethargic. I think Josh McDaniels and that Raiders offense, Derek Carr included, they have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I say hold your horses on that. I know stats are stats, but they are made to be broken too. So mark my words. I'm telling you, on September 27th, I'm telling you, just be patient with the Raiders team. I think they're going to figure it out. Like I said, they got a great team of defense, great core of guys. The pass rush is there. I know it might not seem, like I said, the games that they have been losing, it's been within three to a touchdown. And it's not over two touchdowns. So I say hold your horses, man. I think, you know, this stat is going to be broken by this Raiders team.
We're going to preview their game here in week four, but the Las Vegas Raiders certainly not in a good spot right now. Their fans aren't enjoying this 0-3 start considering all the buzz they had over the offseason. But now it is time, JJ, to get in to our week four pick game previews right here on the PFC podcast. But here we go. We'll kick things off Thursday night primetime. All right, 7:15 p.m. Central Time. The 3-0 Dolphins. I rode with them last week. I told you that I went against them. Tua and McDaniel. This is a very good team. They're taking the road to take on Joe Burrow and the Bengals, who had a big bounce back win against the Jets. They're 1-2. So, JJ, who's your pick here?
I think it's going to come down to if Tua is going to play. Do you know anything, updates on if he's going to play or not? I know that he was going to review some of the protocol, concussions and things. Have you heard anything on his status?
He's banged up with a back injury, and so his status right now is still uncertain, but I get the impression that Tua will be available on Thursday night unless something, you know, unexpected happens.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I like I say, Miami's doing a lot of great things, not only offensively, but defensively too. I think the Bengals is trying to think. I think they've kind of come around the corner as well and woke up some. I think they were still kind of hungover from the Super Bowl as well. But I think the Dolphins, man, they're going to feed off of that. They're going to go up to the Bengals. If Tua is playing, I like Miami. If Tua's not playing, I will go with Joe Burrow and Cincinnati. So as of now, if Tua's playing, I got the Dolphins. But like I said, if Tua's not playing, I like the Bengals to take care of business.
Well, I'm going to go with Cincinnati, JJ. I'm going with a little twist up here. I talked about how much this Miami team has gained my trust, but I'm rolling with Houdet Nation on Thursday night with Tua or without Tua. I'm going with Joe Burrow. I think this Bengals team, they had a big revelation on Sunday. They're getting their offensive line figured out. And back at home, you know that crowd's going to be ready to go. I think the Bengals pull this one out, 30-27, okay, in a close game. I look for Trey Hendrickson and Sam Hubbard to get after Tua or whoever is playing quarterback, whether it be Teddy Bridgewater. But Joe Mixon, he's a guy that needs to get going. I think they feed him the rock on Thursday. The Bengals get the win, so I'm going with Cincy by 3. Now, next game here. This is going to be an early Sunday morning kickoff, 8:30 a.m. This game is played at London's Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, the first game of the UK series this year. Vikings at Saints, JJ. I like Minnesota to win this one 24-17. Jameis Winston, I know he's playing with four back fractures. That Saints offense has looked anemic. The Vikings, on the other hand, with Kevin O'Connell, Kirk Cousins firing on all cylinders. I know Dalvin Cook got a shoulder injury. He should be okay to play, but even if he's not, Alexander Mattison is right there, who's very close to being an RB1 as well. Minnesota looks darn good. That pass rush of Darius Smith, Danielle Hunter. Give me Minnesota by a touchdown.
Yeah, Minnesota's playing some great ball. I know it was a tough one they pulled off in Detroit. But like I tell you, Detroit is a great football team. I think O'Connor's getting into his comfort zone as well with Kirk Cousins. But I like the Saints, man. I do. I think the Saints, they fell short of the ball up in Carolina. The Carolina team came out and played great, solid ball. They created turnovers. Anytime you create turnovers as a defense, that is a win waiting to happen in your sense. But I like what the Saints are doing. I know they haven't showed that right now, but like I say, the fault that they did against the Falcons, I think they're going to come back and rebound. Michael Thomas is going to have a great game. Alvin Kamara is due for a big game as well. I think Jameis Winston is going to do his job of dinking and dunking and taking his shots when he has a chance. And it's time for the defense to step up. Lattimore, I think, you know, Honey Badger, Justin Evans in the slot. I think these guys are due for a big game, man. And like I say, I like what they got in DeMario Davis in the middle as well. And I think these guys are going to step up. They understand the sense of urgency that they have. And I like New Orleans.
Okay, so going with the Saints. And I hope you're right about Mike Thomas. He's my fantasy wide receiver. I need him to have a big game. But here we go. Next matchup. Browns at Falcons. Cleveland 2-1. Falcons 1-2. Got that win in Seattle. As I predicted, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Cordarrelle Patterson going off. But I'm actually going to go with the Browns here, 23-20. Yeah. I really have been impressed by Jacoby Brissett's performance. Amari Cooper is tearing it up out there. Makes me miss him as a Dallas Cowboy. Yeah. And then here's the main reason, though, why I'm going with the Browns. It is because of that 1-2 punch, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Those guys are absolute load to deal with. Yeah. And that O-line from Cleveland, Joel Bitonio, Jedrick Wills, they're one of the best in the NFL, led by Bill Callahan. So I think they're going to control the time of possession. They win 23-20.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like I told you in the Falcons game, it was all about the involvement of Kyle Pitts. I think they did a great job of getting him involved. Like I say, he's the mixed matcher. He's the guy that opened up a lot of great things for Cordarrelle Patterson, Drake London, and even Marcus Mariota in the passing game as well. But I just think, like you said, man, the Browns showed a lot of great statement last Thursday night against the Steelers. They ran the ball. They played good sound defense. The special teams did a good job of pinning them inside of the 20. And like I say, it's good complimentary football. I like the Browns as well to pull this off.
Bills at Ravens. This is a great game again. Now the Bills lost to the Dolphins, and the Ravens are coming off a win over the Patriots. Lamar Jackson is a cheat code right now. Looks like he's playing Madden out there. Too easy for him. You know that he's playing with that extra motivation because he wants to cash in on a big-time deal. JJ, I'm...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think they hand the Bills another loss at home. I am a big fan of what this Ravens offense looks like. J.K. Dobbins is finally fully healthy. The defense making turnovers with Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters now that he's fully back healthy. This will be a fun one, and it's a shame that it's a noon kickoff. I think this should have been in prime time. But give me Baltimore 34-30.
Yeah. Baltimore is playing some great ball, man. They took care of business at New England. That's always hard to do up in New England as well. Buffalo Bills coming off a loss. I think they kind of exposed their hand. I think they kind of I didn't think they took Miami lightly, but I think they did some sense as of just ball judgment. We've seen with Ken Dorsey, his upset was. I greatly appreciate his emotions, but I like Buffalo to go in here. It's going to be a nail biter. I think Josh Allen is pissed off about the loss to Miami when they could have won that. I like Buffalo Bills.
Commanders at Cowboys. You know who I'm rolling with, JJ, and don't you dare pick against them Cowboys again, man. I'm going to go with Dallas here, 23-21. Again, you know these divisional games, JJ, you were a part of it. The Cowboys, The divisional games are always extra close. Even though the Commanders are coming in limping after the Eagles absolutely walloped them, it'll still be tight. But the Dallas Cowboys right now are playing very good football with Cooper Rush on offense. We saw CeeDee Lamb finally make some redemption plays after that drop. And then running the football, almost 200 yards on the ground against the Giants. They'll keep that same formula. The defense will hold their end of the bargain. Dallas 23-21.
Yeah, I'm not going against my Cowboys. How about them Cowboys, man? That's the two-headed monster that they got in the running back. That defense is playing lights out, man. I don't see anybody really scoring a lot of points. I don't think the Commanders have what it takes firepower-wise to overcome that. Give me Dallas, man. I think it's going to be a 14-point game.
Seahawks at Lions here, JJ. I'm going to be real quick with you here. I'm going Detroit, and I'm going Detroit big, 34-17. This is a Lions team that has been playing a lot of close games. They almost had Minnesota in mini on Sunday, but they once again found a way to lose the game, and this is just one of those teams that looks very sharp on offense. Goff is playing good football. I think Detroit bounces back in a major way against a rebuilding Seahawks team, 34-17. I think the Lions and Dan Campbell get it done.
Yeah, if you do the stats for this year, the Lions are just playing some great football at home. Like I say, it was a nail biter. They barely lost to a great Minnesota team over there. The Seahawks, I was on there on the wagon for them a while with the Denver Broncos. I like what Geno Smith is doing. He's trying to patch it together and keep it there. But I think Seattle just lost their identity when they lost one of their key playmakers in Jamal Adams. He's an enforcer. His presence is known, but I like what Detroit's doing. I'm going Detroit here as well.
Chargers at Texans. Now, this one, again, can be a little bit closer than many experts expect because the Texans, even though they're 0-2-1, they have been playing some teams very close. I mean, they almost pulled it off against the Bears on Sunday. But the Chargers, as long as Herbert is playing, I know he's still dealing with that rib cartilage injury. They're hopeful Keenan Allen can be ready. And they were hit hard by injuries after losing Rashawn Slater for the season. Then you got Joey Bosa, who's going to be sidelined for an extended period of time with a groin injury. But even despite those injuries, as long as Herbert is playing, Keenan Allen returns to the lineup. They have more than enough talent with Khalil Mack and Derwin James on defense. They win this one 27-20. In Houston, the Chargers get back to 500.
Yeah, I like your pick. I like what you're saying, but I like H-Town, man. H-Town, I know they lost. They 0-2 with the tie with the Colts, but their defense is still playing some great ball. Their defense is creating turnovers. The rookie safety that they have is creating turnovers. Stingley is coming into his own outside in his island. I think Herbert, he still is going to battle. I had the broken ribs as well. It's not something that you could take lightly. I like Houston, Texas right here. It's going to be a nail biter, but I think they pull it off in H-Town.
Titans at Colts. This is a big one for both teams, as each team are coming off a big time win in week three. Titans 1-2, Colts 1-1-1 with that tie. JJ, this was another tough game for me to call. I'm going to go ahead and give the edge to the Tennessee Titans to get a win on the road. Derrick Henry, the king, returned. He looked more like himself on Sunday. They're getting things back in order, even though they lost Taylor Lewan, their starting left tackle for the season. That's a big blow. But I like how this Titans offense bounced back with Ryan Tannehill playing efficient football defensively. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Simmons continues to wreak havoc in the middle, and Kevin Byard in the back end. So I like Tennessee 24-21 to beat Indy on the road.
Yeah, Tennessee played some great ball, man. They got back to what they was used to doing, and that's running with King Henry. King Henry ran the way with the game. He put him in great situations. Tannehill was conservative with the ball. He used what he had at the time and what he needed to do defensively. They stopped the high-powered Raiders offense. But I think the Colts, man, like I said, the Colts at home, they do different things, and I think they kind of got their mojo. I think they got their confidence back and been a great KC team at home. I like what Matt Ryan is doing. He's finding him a new friend and the rookie tight end that he has. Jonathan Taylor is playing. The defense is playing complimentary football. Give me Indianapolis Colts here.
Bears at Giants. JJ, this game I feel like can be very low scoring because both of these teams on offense, they just haven't really looked too good. Fields in Chicago and Daniel Jones in New York. I got to tell you what, defense will win this game, and I have more faith in the Bears defense right now with Roquan Smith, the way he's playing some dominant football, and then you have the back end that's led by Eddie Jackson. So I think the Bears somehow find a way to go into MetLife, get a win on Sunday, 20-16 over the New York Giants. Justin Fields makes some plays down the field, but how about Khalil Herbert, the rookie running back, coming in strong, replacing David Montgomery, running for over 100 yards. Bears offensive line looking good on the run game. They'll control some clock, and I think the Bears get the win here, JJ, 2016.
Yeah, I think my pride got in front of me with this Giants pick with the Cowboys. I should have known better than that. But like you said, man, the Bears is running the ball. I think the Bears take a recipe of what Dallas did and do the same thing in complimentary. I think the O-line of the Giants is just not strong enough yet. Daniel Jones is getting pressured too much. 27 out of 37 attempts that he had against the Cowboys. I think the Bears do a good job with Matt Eberflus using their D-line and use some of their stunts that they do over the defense. I think the Bears pull it off up there at MetLife Stadium.
Now we got a spicy matchup right here, JJ. Jaguars 2-1 at the Eagles 3-0. Now Dougie Peterson returning to Philadelphia to play his former team. Let me tell you what. I rolled with Jacksonville last week. They were my upset pick of the week. And this week, I'm going with them again, JJ. Jacksonville, upset pick of the week times two. I think Doug Peterson in that dangerous Jaguars team go into Philadelphia and get a win, 27-24. Now, make no mistake about it. As much as it bothers me to say, the Eagles have looked very good through 3 weeks of the season. Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. I mean, they're all firing on all cylinders defensively. They're also getting to the quarterback. But Trevor Lawrence is turning the corner. The weapons he has, Zay Jones, Christian Kirk, Etienne James Robinson running really good. They find a way to win this one. You know Doug Peterson's going to be extra fired up to go back to Lincoln Financial Field. Jags win by a field goal, 27-24.
Yeah, this was a tough one. I'm still up on it. It's just hard to go 4-0 in this league, man. Jacksonville is playing some great ball. They have nothing to lose. They got a great culture built down there. Trevor Lawrence is playing good ball. We knew it was a matter of time with him. The defense is doing a great job with Foyer in the middle. I think we get Griffin back this week as well. The D-line is getting pressure. I think the Eagles, they're doing a good job with A.J. Brown running the ball and doing a good job of protecting Jalen Hurts, and the defense is feeding off that too. But I'm gonna keep Philly here. I don't think Philly's gonna let Jacksonville come in there and take care and take their give them the first L. So I like Philadelphia here.
Pittsburgh taking on the New York Jets. They'll be at home. This could be Kenny Pickett time, JJ. You know, there's been a lot of uneasiness around Pittsburgh about Mitchell Trubisky. Matt Canada, the OC, has been under fire for his play calling and conservative play calling at that. They're hosting the Jets. Now, Zach Wilson may be back for this game. That's something to monitor. But even if he does return, JJ, I like Pittsburgh to bounce back. They lost to the Browns on Thursday night. They come back strong on defense, And maybe, just maybe, Kenny Pickett gets some game action here. I think this will be very low scoring, regardless, a game where Najee Harris gets plenty of touches. 17-13, Pittsburgh wins.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh's going to bounce back. Like I said, it was a tough loss that they took the other night. I just don't see the Jets having a two-headed monster like they faced in Cleveland Browns. Mike Tomlin, I think he's, you know how he does under scrutiny and under pressure. His defense is going to feed up. He's going to blitz to get after Zach Wilson or even Joe Flacco. He's familiar with Joe Flacco, sent him in the division. I like Pittsburgh Steelers here too.
All right, we'll go super speed for these next three matchups. Cardinals at Panthers. JJ, I'm going to keep it short here. Mm-hmm. Arizona hasn't looked good. Kyler Murray, I don't know what's going on in Arizona, but that defense for Carolina is locking it down. I think Baker somehow finds a way to get it done at home. Call me crazy, but I think Carolina wins this one 24-20.
Give me Arizona, man. I think Kyler Murray's heard the noise. I think he's heard the chatter. I think he's going to respond. I think he's going to be the key factor for that. He's going to have to be the one to keep him going. Give me Kyler Murray, Arizona.
Patriots at Packers now. Mac Jones likely out several weeks with a severe high ankle sprain. This means Brian Hoyer, the veteran, will be under center for New England. I think Green Bay big here, JJ. They're at home, 30-16. Aaron Rodgers starting to develop some chemistry with those young wideouts, Romeo Doubs, Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon too much. 30-16, Green Bay wins.
Yeah, I think the two-headed monster back there in Green Bay run away with this one. Like I say, I don't really see anybody presence in the middle of New England to kind of stop that. I like what Mac Jones doing, but like you say, he's kind of banged up, got a new familiar. I like Hoyer, but I don't think he's doing enough with Green Bay defense. Give me Green Bay.
Broncos at Raiders. Will the Broncos ride off to another win? It was an ugly win at that, but the Raiders 0-3. Yeah. We just talked about it, JJ. Here in this matchup, I know I said it's time to panic for Vegas, but I actually do think they get their first one of the season here, 24-17 at home. The Broncos have not looked convincing on offense. Las Vegas finally on the board with the win.
Yes, I agree with you. Las Vegas Raiders, Derek Carr, they're going to get this ball rolling. I think it's going to be the momentum that they need, even the conference play, to get those rolling and get these winning. They need to win now. Give me Raiders here.
Two primetime games to wrap up week four. Chiefs-Buccaneers, Sunday Night Football. JJ, should be a good one. Which team is going to bounce back in primetime? Both teams coming off a loss. I got to tell you what, Kansas City gets it done, 26-23. Patrick Mahomes and that offense, they're going to have their toughest challenge against the Tampa defense. But I like Kansas City. I think they're able to find some ways to attack Tampa deep down the field. Look for a big game from Travis Kelce, 26-23. Give me Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think Patrick Mahomes, I think they're going to come in there with some fire underneath them. We know how Tom Brady responds as well. I think he's getting some of his core receivers back. I don't know if he's have Julio Jones back or even Chris Godwin. That's going to be a big hole to fill. So give me Kansas City Chiefs here as well.
All right, the last game of the week four slate, Monday Night Football, the Rams at the 49ers. These teams know each other very well, saw each other quite a bit of times last season. But I'm going to go Rams here, JJ. Jimmy Garoppolo did not look very good. It looks like he's still struggling to shake off some of that rust. But the Rams, defensively, we know they're going to be fundamentally sound. Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, they'll overwhelm the Niners. They win by 10, 27-17.
Yeah, if the 49ers had a good couple running backs that I could depend on, I would do that. If you pay back to the history of the 49ers and the Rams, 49ers always do a good job of just coming straight forth and running at the Rams, but I don't think they have anybody in the backfield. I may be wrong right now that can kind of light it up in the backfield. I like the Rams coming in here taking care of business.
There you have it. There are game picks for week four. Should be quite a bit of games to keep eyes on this weekend as we move forward almost 1 month into the season, JJ. Certainly been a lot of fun breaking down these matchups, man. Looking forward to seeing how our game picks hold up this weekend, and we'll come back with a report next Tuesday to see how we did. But again, JJ, appreciate you as always. Thanks for taking the time, brother.
Absolutely. And my team this week, please redeem me this week. So I got redemption this week, man. It's always a pleasure. All right. Much blessings to you, man. And I'm looking forward to next Tuesday.
Yes, sir. How about them Cowboys, brother? Have a blessed afternoon.
All right. How about them?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.